Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo, award-winning pianist, Grammy-nominated composer, and Steinway artist. Jazz After Dinner is an hour-long program featuring some of the most talented jazz artists ever recorded. You'll hear past masters, local greats, and maybe discover something new. So sit back, relax, and now here's your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour, as I do every week, playing jazz here on WCRI Radio. Thank you very much for listening in. And tonight's feature is going to be trumpeter Clark Terry and trombonist Bob Brookmeyer from their 1965 mainstream records recording called The Power of Positive Swinging. I think you'll like this recording. It's pretty interesting. And they have a nickname for Clark Terry, and it's Mumbles, because in 1964, the year before, he did a recording where he scat. And when he was doing the scat, he also did kind of some nonsense syllables and things, but he really had a real way of doing it in a mumbling sort of way. And Bob Brookmeyer kind of has a reputation for being a grumble. So it's mumbles and grumbles here on this recording, although there's no track that actually says that. But it does say that. Talk about that in the liner notes. Okay, so let's get right to the music here, though. And we're going to start off with a Bob Brookmeyer tune called Dancing on the Grave. Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that opening set. We started off with the tune called Dancing on the Grave. Then we heard a really nice rendition of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Then we heard the tune The King. And then we ended that first set with the tune called Ode to a Flugelhorn. You are listening to Bob Brookmeyer and Clark Terry from their 1965 mainstream records recording called The Power of Positive Swinging. And we also have Roger Kellaway on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums on this recording. So we're going to get right back to the music here, and we're going to start off with a tune called Gal in Calico.
Thank you.
we are back, and this is Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and you are listening to trumpeter Clark Terry and trombonist Bob Brookmeyer from their 1965 Mainstream Records recording called The Power of Positive Swinging, with Roger Kellaway on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums in the rhythm section, and of course Clark Terry on flugelhorn and trumpet, and Bob Brookmeyer on trombone. So let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called Gal in Calico, and then we heard the tune Green Stamps. Some of you remember what green stamps were and how you used to put them in those little books and then bring them back to get select items and stuff with them, and you redeem them for different kinds of things. Okay, so that brings back some memories for sure. Okay, so let's get right back to the next set, and we're going to hear a tune called Just an Old Manuscript. Thank you. Okay, let me tell you the name of that one tune again that you heard in that set. It was called Just an Old Manuscript. So you have been listening to trumpeter and flugelhornist Clark Terry, a.k.a. Mumbles, and Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, a.k.a. Grumbles, from their 1965 mainstream records recording called The Power of Positive Swinging, with Roger Kellaway on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. So that just about does it for me. I really do hope you enjoyed the show. This is Jazz After Dinner, and I'm your host, Joe Perillo. And we're going to go out with a tune called Simple Waltz that may not really be a waltz, but it's a cool blues with some really interesting melodic fragments and melodic parts that both Bob Brookmeyer and Clark Terry tend to bring out their personality in. So I do hope you enjoyed the show, and you have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night.
You've been listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.